The Junior Bassmaster Classic has become a big-time event across the country, and with me today is Adam Nelson from West Virginia. And Adam, you qualified to go to Pittsburgh to fish the Junior Bassmaster Classic. Got to be excited.
Yeah, I am.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how you got this thing going and what you had to do to qualify. You know, where did you start out fishing?
I started fishing at Sutton Lake here in West Virginia.
Okay, and then you qualified top out of there, and then where did you go?
I went to Lake Champlain in Vermont.
What a great fishery that is. Did you catch them pretty good there?
Yeah, we caught a lot of them up there.
Well, talk about what baits and stuff you used. Now, you're fishing in West Virginia. Did you use some of the similar baits, or what did you do versus, you know, what you fished in West Virginia versus what you did in Champlain?
Well, I used the same bait that I used on Sutton Lake. I used a Cinca, which really seemed to be the bait that they wanted.
So you were able to fish that Cinco. You probably didn't put any weight on it, just basically threw it out there and then worked it back to the boat, right?
Yep.
Well, so now you've got this chance to be the Junior Bassmaster Classic champion in the 12 to 14 age group. You've got to be just thrilled to death to get this opportunity.
Yeah, I'm tickled.
Well, what exactly have you had come out of this? I mean, from the standpoint, you've been fishing this thing. Now you've got all the way to the Classic. I mean, what are some of the things that you look to have happen? Are you going to try to be a professional? What are some of the things? What are some of your aspirations?
Oh, I hope to get there, which I'm really looking forward to getting that scholarship. At the end of the Classic, and I'm getting some sponsorships out of it.
Well, let's talk about them. Who are you with?
Bagley Baits and Stratus Boats.
Man, how do you beat that? You got two big companies already right there.
Yeah.
And of course, Bagley's been hotter than a $2 pistol with their baits in the last few years, and
yeah.
Mike Rogan just keeps coming out with new baits. How about that Stratus Boat? Talk to me about it.
Stratus Boats is sponsored by our whole club, and they said maybe when I turn 18, they'll give me a boat to start fishing with.
How good is that going to be? That'll be super, right?
Yeah.
Well, what do you like about that Stratus boat?
I like everything. I like the performance, the way that they handle.
And also, you can get up there and get going pretty good speed if you want to, too, can't you?
Yeah.
Well, Stratus is a great company, of course, is a Genmar company, and have done a great job of coming out with a bass boat that really suits the fishermen. And now you've got them as a sponsor. What else are you looking at? Are you writing resumes yet?
Yeah, I'm writing some resumes to try to get on with, like, Cabela's.
Looking to see what they can do for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to look at all the companies that are out there. You know, companies right now are looking for young men and young ladies. And, you know, they're really looking for the youth movement. And, you know, you couldn't be in at a better time, no question about that. You've got to be excited about that.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what goes on past the Classic, okay? You're going to fish the Classic, you know, and say you win it. What are you going to do after that?
Well, I'm going to keep competing in youth tournaments like I'm doing now. And see if I can go get farther.
Now, you're in a club. You talked about the club. What club is that?
It's the Central West Virginia Junior Bassmaster.
Okay, so it's actually a juniors club. Now, who sponsors that from a senior standpoint?
Stratus Boats, Wright's Riverside Marine, Bridgeport Dyer, and Bob Trickett's GMC.
So you've got some people that are behind you there. Now, talk about the adults that are involved. Is there a lot of adults helping you with that junior club?
Yeah. My grandpa, my dad, and the whole Central West Virginia club, because there's an adult club and a junior club.
Well, that's just great, because that's exactly what the Bass Federation's about, and that's what they've been trying to do, is get people like you engaged. You know, we've got guys, I live in Illinois, and there's two young men coming from Illinois that are going to have an opportunity to fish against you in that same age category, so you get to meet people from across the country as well, which ought to be fun.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to hang around and watch the Bassmaster Classic also?
Yes.
Well, I just had the opportunity here just a little bit ago to talk to George Cochran, and he's feeling pretty good about the Bassmaster Classic, and he's saying, hey, I think I can catch a few. What do you feel about going to Pittsburgh? Have you been up there yet?
Yes, we went up there earlier, and we caught a lot of fish, but not a lot of big fish.
So you caught several fish in the small category, but all you got to do is just catch more than everybody else, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, don't let any secrets out of the bag, but what are some of the things you found? You got to use light line and small baits, or what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, light line. Yeah. Well, like you were saying, the light line is really key. And then you got your small baits, we're really kicking them up there.
So you got to be able to fish just like you do in normal river systems. Was the water pretty clear when you were there?
The water was clear.
So you were ready to come up there with those small baits, a little bit of light line, and try to finesse a few fish, right?
Yes.
Well, Adam, you know, it's really a neat thing to see this Junior Bassmaster Classic, and I'm glad you were able to spend time with me. I'm sure Bagley and Stratus and all the people down in West Virginia are just absolutely thrilled with the opportunity that you're going to be representing them at the Bassmaster Classic in Pittsburgh. I, too, will be there, and I'm going to look you up when we get up there, see how you did, all right?
All right.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Army Radio.